Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my pleasure to welcome the four exciting personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back one of the long-standing players of the game, Peter Jones, a more regular and frequent player of the game, Paul Merton, and two who've only played it on two occasions before, that is Jenny Eclair and Kit Hesketh Harvey. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Liz Trott, who is going to keep the score and also blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And as usual, I will ask our four panellists to speak in turn, if they can, on the subject that I will give them. And they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the lovely city of Lincoln. And the first subject we've got on the cards is mobile phones. No connection with Lincoln. But Peter Jones, would you start the show and talk on that subject, if you can, starting now?
I don't really like them very much because you can't attach answering machines to them, and that's a great advantage.
Jenny Eclair, you have challenged.
Challenged him because he's wrong, because obviously he's a bit of an old gimmer and he doesn't realise that you can get mobile phones now that do have answering services in them.
Yes, what's the point of them?
I don't know. Yes, I also don't have a mobile phone, but that's because I'm not very successful or very rich and famous. I know I've said very twice, but don't get me yet, all right?
Would you like to save it all for the show?
Because am I allowed to go on?
No, I'm going to tell you to go on in a minute, Jenny. You haven't played the game very often before.
No, I have no idea.
What I need to say is that you have a correct challenge, so yeah. You get a point for a correct challenge.
Why is it correct?
Because yes!
What you said is true, actually. In today's modern
technology... People have said the most monstrous things in this show that are not true.
I know, but this was... But on this occasion, she was technically correct. So, Jenny, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that, and you take over the subject. There are 54 seconds available, starting now.
I'm winning already. Good. I don't have a mobile phone because I don't have very much money. I'd like to, because where I live...
Oh, Peter Jones' no. challenge.
Not true. She's loaded.
Unfortunately, I've spent all my money on rubber gear and leather goods, so I'm not...
Steady on, Jenny. Remember, it's the family show. Now, Peter, we love that challenge so much. I'm going to give you a bonus point for a good challenge, but it wasn't hesitation, repetition, or deviation. So Jenny gets a point for being interrupted, keeps the subject. 49 seconds are left, Jenny, starting now.
At my daughter's sports day, everybody but me had a mobile phone. Every time one went trill, all the people went down to dig out the mobile phone, like a tidal wave, like a Moroccan wave going down. And I joined in, even though I didn't have one, just so I looked big and important. And where I live in South East London...
Oh, Peter's challenge.
Repetition of wave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And very dull of me. I'm so sorry.
So, Peter, you have a correct challenge. And you have a point, of course, for correct challenge. 34 seconds are available, and you still have mobile phones starting now.
I can sit at home, you see, and wait for the person who's phoning me to speak, and then decide whether I want to pick up the phone or not, which is a tremendous advantage. But not being able to get in touch with these people who supply...
Kit Hesketh-Harvey,
I think we've had an awful lot of people, haven't we?
Yes, we did have people before.
Yes,
sorry,
I did. Yes.
So people gives you a point, and the subject, and 20 seconds, mobile phones, Kit, starting now.
The problem is living in these bleak fenland areas, as I do, that the mobile phone satellite system doesn't really network up at all, and so it's absolutely no use at all. You can't ring Tom Conti in Hampstead, should you want to ring that selfsame gentleman, because he's discovered that the lines are too busy to that place where he lives. However, nowadays, the old...
He's lost it totally.
No, he did say, which is hesitation.
He's blown it completely.
I'm so sorry.
And anyway, he should lose points for living in the country. I can't.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm Italian.
One fell stroke, you've alienated everybody in Lincoln.
They've turned. I just feel nervous if I can't see a sock shop out of the corner of my eye. I'm just not very good in the country, you know.
Well, okay. So you needn't feel nervous now because you're way in the lead and you've got another point and another second to talk on mobile phone starting now.
Where I live in South East London.
Whoever is speaking as the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Jenny Eclair, and she's naturally in the lead at the end of the round. And Kit Hesketh-Harvey, will you take the next round? The subject, Lincoln Green. Very apt for the city of Lincoln. But will you talk on that subject starting now?
Of course, where we are sitting in this shatteringly beautiful city is called a lawn, and so in some respects I suppose that is a Lincoln Green. However, more usually the subject is normally associated with Robin Hood and his merry men, who wore that hue for their tights, all except for Will Scarlet, no doubt whose wardrobe consultant told him that these tones did not coincide with his own skin colours, and that he should choose Crimson Lake or even Vermilion when choosing his stockings. Friar Tuck must have looked like an animated compost heap. However, the fact that Robin Hood and his band of... I've done it
Paul
twice.
Paul Merton, so
yes, repetition of Robin Hood.
Yes, Robin
and
Hood.
It would, and it would have become and his merry band of men.
So, Paul, the 26 seconds for you to tell us something about Lincoln Green starting now.
I don't know anything about Lincoln Green.
Peter, you
I'm
challenge.
Willing to have a go, though, if you like.
No. Well, actually, you pause, so Peter got in first, and he's got 23
seconds. I
didn't
pause, I stopped.
Yes, came to
There's
a
halt. Nothing in the game about stopping.
Peter, a correct challenge, 23 seconds. Tell us something about Lincoln Green starting now.
And there's also Lincoln Amber and Lincoln Red, though I've noticed the drivers pay no attention at all to these colours. They see traffic lights as merely a recommendation. And I've noticed, I was nearly killed.
Kit challenge.
We've had two notices, haven't
you
we?
You noticed,
yes.
So
yes,
you did, I'm sorry.
Isn't it?
So Kit has got in with
30
eight.
Years still doing it. Oh,
but your contribution is without par. 8 seconds, Kit, on Lincoln Green, starting now.
Green has, as Fraser said in his seminal work, The Golden Bough, always been the colour of the outlaw, Kermit the Frog, the man on the niblets.
So, Kit Hesketh-Harvey was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so. And at the end of the round, Jenny, Peter and Kit are in the lead, equal, and followed by Paul Merton. Jenny Eclair, will you take the next round? The subject, jeans. Will you tell us something about that in your urban life?
Well,
starting now.
As it happens, I'm sporting a triumphant pair of rather sexy PVC jeans. And they do make a funny squeaky kind of noise. So if you hear the strange sounds emanating from me, it's these, and it's a bit of heavy breathing from Nicholas, who I think is rather and they're rather tight.
Kit has changed.
I'm sorry, I was overcome, but so was a bit of an err as she sat down, which I don't think was squeaking PVC, was it?
I know. It was a definite verbal err.
They don't look like jeans.
They are a jean style, actually, Peter.
Are they?
Yeah. Believe me. Yeah. I know my fashion, darling.
I would call them PVC trousers. Yes, I agree. But anyway, 45 seconds are available for jeans, and it's you, Kit Hesketh-Harvey, starting now.
There are many famous jeans in the world. Jean Harlow, for example, the great film star of the 30s, whose hair was even more peroxide and implausible than that of Miss Eclair, was once in a boat, I believe, with the then First Lady, Margot Asquith, and the famous story is told how she called her Margot once too often, and...
He's chundering on about something called Margot now. We're on jeans, aren't we?
No, I think he was relating jeans to
Margot. Oh, I think he was deviating like crazy.
those trousers, dear. What can you be doing? Yeah.
All right, benefit of the doubt to Jenny Eclair. 26 seconds on jeans. Jenny, starting now.
Brutus, Lee, Levi, all different kinds of jeans. My favourite are the red tag 501s, which I like to wear very tight indeed, so they cut off my circulation. And I have leather...
Paul Merton challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, definitely. Jeans is with you. 18 seconds are available, starting now.
So Jean Harlow, she turns to Margot Asquith and she says... How do you... And Margot Asquith says to her, look, you know, my name isn't Margot, it's Margot, the T is silent.
As in, Peter challenge.
Repetition of Margot.
Yeah, Margot and Margot, yes, right. Peter, you've got in with 8 seconds on jeans. Starting now.
It's very difficult to buy a new pair of jeans because they sandpaper them and put them in washing machines with pebbles until they're threadbare.
Jones was then speaking as the whistle went. With that extra point, he's taken the lead ahead of the others. Peter, we're back with you to begin. The subject is gangsters. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
I'd never want to be a gangster myself. I think I'd rather be a Member of Parliament. I'd ask one question every day, and that would really keep me in the style in which I'm accustomed. Indefinite period. But being filled full of lead or dumped or taken for a ride is something that never really has appealed to me.
Kid challenge.
Sometimes.
So there was an er.
Yeah, I think there was a definite er there.
It was more than dramatic.
You're not allowed an er?
No. Can't er in just a minute,
not,
I'm
not
afraid.
Not even a dramatic er?
No, it was overdramatic. 34 seconds, Kit, on Gangster, starting now.
The huge, silty fields of Lincolnshire are manned by gangs of workmen who pick from them cauliflowers and cabbages and Brussels sprouts, graceful maidens with ivory fingers and stilt figures.
Paul Merton Challenge.
He's got this off a Christmas card.
Maidens with ivory fingers picking cauliflowers.
That's a long way from gangsters, isn't it?
They're gangmasters.
Definite deviation, definitely. Absolutely. Paul, you've got in on gangsters. 22 seconds are available starting now.
Whenever I think of gangsters, I think of the svelte Al Capone with his ivory fingers just pointing at somebody who was going to be bumped off next. Of course, he ran Chicago very much in the 1920s and in the 1930s as well. Well, that's not a repetition because 1930s, I've got it.
Kit got in first with 7 seconds. Gangsters, Kit, starting now.
Of course, at that point, Jean Harlow was addressed by Margot Escoot, who said that the T is silent, as in Harlot. She, of course, was...
So, Kit Hesketh-Harvey was then speaking as a whistle and gained an extra point for doing so. Kit, it's your turn to begin. The subject is spirits. Can you tell us something about that? Spirit, you can take it anywhere you like, starting now.
Shakespeare, the Bard of Avon, filled his plays and his dramatic landscapes with spirits. One thinks of Caliban saying the isle is full of noises, or the Scottish Queen saying, "Come, you spirits, which tend on mortal thoughts, unsex me here, and fill me from the top with a toe brimful of direst..."
Peter's challenged.
Don't ring us, we'll ring you.
I must say, it's the first time Harman's come on in just a minute and done an audition for the National. But, Peter, we love the challenge. We give you a bonus point because it was so amusing. But unfortunately, he didn't hesitate, deviate, or repeat anything, so he keeps the subject.
Yes. He said full twice.
I know he did, but he got in first. I'm sorry, Jenny.
If you want to play it like that, that's fine.
Right. But Jenny...
No, I'm ready, Nicholas. Let's keep going.
Kids, you've got a point for being interrupted. Peter gets a point for an amusing interjection. 42 seconds are left. Spirit starting now. Paul's challenged.
Repetition of fool.
Yes! 42 seconds with you, Paul, on spirit starting now.
Fools, fools. And
Kit got back in again. All right, Kid, put 39 seconds on spirits, starting now.
The Hindus, of course, call their spirits...
Poor challenge.
Repetition of course.
Yes, you did
Shakespeare,
say,
of course.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, yes, you did say, of course, before. I'm sorry. Paul was listening well. 37 seconds are left. Spirits, Paul, starting now.
My favourite spirit, without any doubt, is whiskey. I drink it by the gallon. In fact, I'm an alcoholic, and I'd like to take this opportunity to come out in front of...
Jenny, challenge.
Drinking. Did you say drinking twice?
No, I like to drink it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he said drinking before and drink it that
okay,
time.
Okay, fine.
No,
fine.
I don't want to inhibit you.
Give the ball back to Paul.
No.
That's a very precious moment for Paul.
29 seconds, Paul. Spirit starting now.
I'm glad to be able to say to you that I've been a fool in the past because I have consumed far too much alcoholic beverage for my own...
Kit challenge.
A repetition of alcoholic.
Yes, it was alcoholic before, not alcohol. I was trying to do a quick sort of rewind in the mind to find out it was alcohol or alcoholic, but it was a repetition of that word. 20 seconds, Kit, on spirits, starting now.
Call their spirits gins, and gin is indeed my favourite spirit.
Jenny.
Gin twice.
No, it was gin and gins, man.
The one was with the DJ.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm trying to do is get some points
I
here.
Know you are. And I don't want to inhibit you from trying, because we love having you on the show. But I have to be fair within the rules of the game. 17 seconds spirits kit with you now.
Initially distilled, I believe, in the Low Countries, Holland or Belgium or some such, and it was brought over by the English soldiers who liked to mix it with their tonic under William of Orange.
That's deviation if ever I heard it. That's still illegal on the island, man.
Deviation, I think you're right, Paul. 8 seconds on spirit starting now.
I've gone off the drink I mentioned earlier, because the one I really like now is vodka. I think it's fantastic. I can't get enough of it. I drink it like water. I really do. I would.
Yes, Jenny.
Oh, he said loads of things.
No, he said drink, didn't
drink,
he?
Drink,
well
drink.
Well done. Yes, you're right, Jenny. So Jenny's got in with half a second to go on spirit starting now.
Whenever I drink spirits, I have a drink.
So at the end of that round, Jenny Clare was speaking as a whistle went, gained an extra point for doing so, and she's still in fourth place. And but she's only 1 point behind Peter Jones, and he's one behind Paul Merton, who is two or three behind our leader, Kit Hesketh-Harvey. Jenny, it is your turn to begin. Reflexology. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game starting now?
I have experienced reflexology in a chill-out room at a rave club because I am young and trendy. And there was a man in a caftan reeking of patchouli, and he got us all to take our shoes and socks off. And the whiff in there was like putting your face in a bag of cheesy Watsits. And I was lying on a rubber mat, and I was very embarrassed because once I'd removed my foot apparel, I realised everyone could see that I'd bite my toenails really badly. And what they do, reflexologists, is they tweak your toes a lot and say that's doing your liver a load of goodness.
Peter Jones challenge.
Repetition of toe.
Yes. Toe and toes.
Toe and toes, I think.
You think?
I think, yes.
I'm not being sure.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Anyway.
I know. Are you
no,
getting
well, me? I don't want to spoil her effort, you know.
No, but you've got in with a
great
chance.
Because I can see she is pathetically desperate to get to win this ludicrous game.
Well, Peter, you were in the lead for quite a while. You've got another point. You have 37 seconds on reflexology starting now.
Well, it is based on the soles of the feet, and you can get any financial advisor to do something to them which will probably have an effect in your head because it goes to different parts of the body. You see, when you press various buttons, shall we say, in the base of the lower part.
Kit.
Well, hesitation.
Yes,
it's about
the
to
be
transition, but
yes,
I'm sorry. He's doing so well as well.
Yes, 18 seconds.
The mayor is nodding.
The mayor's nodding. Yes.
And he's not going to sleep.
No, right. So, Kit, reflexology is with you. 18 seconds starting now.
Broadly speaking, as I understand it, it means that if you hit somebody's knee very hard with a sledgehammer, it moves. I don't think this is an enormous conclusion.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed, Peter. And you have 10 seconds on reflexology, starting now.
It is one of the alternative medicines that are practiced in rather small rooms in Hampstead and other parts of London. And I've never actually attended.
So Peter Jones was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point and moved into second place behind Kit Hesketh-Harvey. Paul Merton, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is heavy metal. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Heavy metal is a variant of rock and roul. It's a kind of very repetitive... What the word is that?
Jenny,
yes.
Speech impediments.
Jenny,
rather
all
sad,
right.
Really.
Yes. 55 seconds on heavy metal with you, Jenny, starting now.
This is the kind of stuff that teenage boys like to play in their bedroom, which is preferable to the other kinds of things they do in their bedrooms. I've said bedroom twice, but we know what we're talking about.
Peter Jones.
Anyway.
Chance.
Well, she did say bedroom twice.
Yeah, the bedroom came in twice, yeah. Yes. 49 seconds on heavy metal with you, Peter, starting now.
Well, lead is one of the heavy metals. Gold is the other. And alchemists used to try to convert one into the other because it was much more expensive.
Kit Hesketh-Harvey.
And the two others.
The two others, yeah. I'm afraid there were.
Yes.
And 40 seconds for you, Kit, on heavy metal, starting now.
Axl Rose, Iron Maiden, Def Leppard, and Dana. There is a difference in the last one, inasmuch as far as I know, she never released a heavy metal disc. I've always thought that Meatloaf was oddly rather cuddly, particularly after his last single, whose name completely escapes me.
Well, Merton got in first.
DVA, your single doesn't really have like a name like Brian. It's a title, isn't it? It's his last single, whose name I can't remember.
All right, Paul, 24 seconds. Heavy metal starting now.
One of the best heavy metal groups of the last 45 years was Ina Sharples and her Syncopated Swingers. What a band this was. They could rock any town hall in the country. People would rush to see them, argue for the front row seats, try and get somewhere near the back where they could absorb the marvellous acoustics as they echoed around the room. Of course, the lead singer, as you know, was a very popular character in Coronation Street. And when she...
Paul Merton got the extra point then, speaking as the whistle went. He's now moved up to third place. He's one behind Peter Jones, who's two behind our leader, who's still Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and Jenny is just
trailing,
a little bit.
Aren't I?
Just only a little, mother, just a little. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject matches. Will you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
They're very useful things to keep in a damp cottage. We had some, and we kept them in a glass jar with a lid on it. They were invented in the last century, and a lot of girls used to manufacture them at great risk to their health because they got something called Fossey jaw, which was because they used phosphorus in the making of these little things with the...
Jenny challenged.
Did he say making twice?
No, I don't think
no.
so.
No, I'm sorry, Peter.
That's right. Peter, you have another point, and you have 38 seconds on matches starting now.
I don't know that I want that long.
Jenny, you challenge.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to help him out. He's tired.
No, you challenge.
Yeah.
Yes, hesitation.
Yeah, that's right.
Well done.
Okay.
33 seconds on matches, Jenny, starting now.
I once played in a rounders match when I was a brownie, and I caught the ball in the eye socket, and it really hurt me, and I started to swear, and I was sent off the pitch. Matches aren't very useful anymore, because you can get lighters really cheaply. You can get four for a quid in the market near me, which is brilliant, because, you know, children's parties, when they want going-home presents, you can buy them a lighter, you see, because that solves the problem. It's a balloon, lighter, piece of cake, and go home.
Paul Merton's challenge.
Repetition of lighter?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, there was too many lighters there, yes. 12 seconds, Paul. Matches starting now.
The first football match I went to see was Fulham versus Ina Sharples. And what a game that was. Half-time, 0-0, but she came out the second half.
Jenny has challenged.
0-0.
2-0. 0-0. Well, listen, Jenny, 4 seconds on matches starting now.
A very funny thing you can do with matches is to...
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of very.
Yeah, very, very.
Oh, does it count when you go back? Oh, I didn't.
No, you just said very, very.
If someone had bothered to explain these rules to me, and I might have been able to play this game.
No, what you said, you said very, and then the next word was very as well. So, in some cases, you could say that was repetition.
You can actually also... You can't repeat a word that you've used if you've got the subject back again in that round. You can use those words in another round.
Oh, it's harder than you think, this.
It is. 3 seconds for you, Paul. Another point and matches starting now.
Bryant and May have been producing matches now for nearly...
So, Paul Merton again, speaking as the whistle went, leapt forward. He's now equal with Kit Hesketh-Harvey in the lead. But they're only 1 point together ahead of Peter Jones, and he's only 2 points ahead of Jenny Eclair. It is all very close. Kit Hesketh-Harvey, your turn to begin. The subject, Impressionists. Will you tell us something about those amazing people in this game starting now?
That movement in late 19th century art, which is best evidenced by a visit to the divine little Jeu de Paume gallery in the Tuileries Gardens in Paris, was initiated by, I believe, Claude Monet, whose study and impression caused a scandal at the time, for he broke light down, do you see, from its constituent grey into little parts of blue and yellow and red and made it vibrate and tingle in a way that had never been seen before. Gauguin and Renoir and Matisse and various others...
Jenny Jones.
He keeps saying and.
Yes, there were a lot of ands.
Yes, there were a lot of ands. Yes, we often let one or two go, but three or four.
I was doing jolly well there.
I know, you were marvellous. Yes. Wonderful. 32 seconds for you, Jenny, on impressionists starting now.
My favourite impressionist is Rory Bremner, a comedy chum of mine and golfing partner. And his mother came to see me once work, because we worked together. I've said work. No, work and work. And I blew it!
Oh, yes, Jenny. That's it. You see, don't draw attention to your faux pas, because often, at the pace you go, they may miss it.
It's a hilarious anecdote. Yes,
but Peter got in first. Peter, there are 10 seconds on impressionists starting now.
The best impressionist I ever saw was a man called Afriq, A-F-R-I-Q-U-E. He was from South Africa, and he made a very daring impression of the Duke...
Peter Jones, speaking of the whistle, when gain the extra point. And Paul, it's your turn to begin. The subject, juggling. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
There are many things that can be juggled. Spoons, golf balls, cheese, apartment blocks, aardvarks, tortoises, porpoises, dolphins, whales, railway stations, beer mats, labels of all kinds, baked bean tins, cottage cheese, air vents.
Yes, Kit's challenge.
A repetition of cheese.
Yes, there was more than one cheese there.
There was
there,
more than
yes.
one cheese. Yes,
there was too many cheeses in the air at the time. Right, 38 seconds, juggling with you, Kit, starting now.
Cosmopolitan always advertises itself as the magazine for women who juggle their lives. I think this is balls. Most of the time, when I juggle, that is precisely what I use.
Paul challenged.
Repetition of juggle.
Yes,
oh,
the subject
fiendish.
Is juggling.
Yes,
just to remind the listeners, you are allowed to repeat the subject on the card, but on this occasion the subject was juggling and not juggle. So, well, listen, Paul, 29 seconds of juggling starting now.
Emulsion paints, cricket greens, doorknobs. The list is endless, and of course there are many people who are particularly good at juggling. They're called jugglers, in fact, which is just as well, because that's what they do. And I've worked with some very, very, very fine experts.
Not two, but three on that occasion. And Jenny got in first. 14 seconds
yes,
on juggling.
That was boring,
Jenny starting
Paul.
Now.
It just kept going down. I haven't started.
You hesitation.
Did. You said, I said starting
I
now.
You're my friend, Peter.
I don't know what
okay.
gave you that impression.
Thirteen seconds on juggling, Peter, starting now.
Monsieur Eddie Gray was a wonderful juggler and a very funny man because he was a comedian as well. And he told me that Anona Wynn was crazy about him. You remember her, don't you? Well, she wasn't, of course. And...
Well, I'm afraid we have no more time to play Just a Minute. At the end of that, it was a very close... Well, hardly a contest, because it's the fun that's more important, but Jenny Eclair, who's only played it twice before, finished only just in fourth place, behind Peter Jones and Kit Hesketh Harvey. No, you didn't lose. You were a winner. You just didn't get as many points as the others. Who were equal in second place, but only 2 points ahead of them was Paul Merton, so we say he is the winner this week. As I said then, there are no losers in Just a Minute, but somebody gets more points than the others. So it only remains for me to say thank you to our four bright panellists, and also to Liz Trott, who has kept the score so well, and also to Ian Messiter, who created the game and helps to keep us all in work, and our producer, Anne Jobson, and me, Nicholas Parsons. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. We'll want to tune in again at the same time next time we take to the air and play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.